Today, I'd like to talk to you about hops. What is a hop to you? Perhaps three quarters of hope, or a means of locomotion across short distances. Perhaps to you. But to me, and to other appreciators, a hop is all of hope. And all of hope can be contained within a hop, which is no short jump, but a giant leap comparable to Armstrong or Coltrane. Imagine a golden ale derived from the richest malts, a gentle fizz from an expertly crafted blend of carbon dioxide, alcohol, sugar, gradually diminishing. It's beautiful, simply stunning, an art. But with no hop, there is no joy. No love, no substances. How may we leave without first the humblest of beginnings, a short hop? For hopless, we are left with only a masquerade, a charlatan, an empty simulacrum, a false hop. In life, there are those who profess greatness, and then there are the unsung heroes, the loud and the quiet, the backstage, the ones truly running the show and demanding no credit. A hopless ale looks like an ale, but devoid of aroma, bitterness, delicate flavour derived from a cocktail of Bovet, Challenger, Goldings, Citra, Cascade, Chinook, Humulus, Lupulus, a common hop for one and for all. I stand with you now. The terroir, the conditions under which a hop should be grown. It all matters. The rainfall, moisture, temperature, the gradient of the ground, nutrients in the soil. How nitrogenated are we talking? There are so many variables, and I just would really appreciate if collectively we gave a little more appreciation to the craft involved in hop selection. You know, we're putting these things in the copper 90 minutes, that stuff's boiling all about. There's a lot to it. And, like, you know, depending earlier or later when you put the hops in, it changes the flavour. I just really like hops.